Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. It's March 2014. To expedite the delivery of emergency food aid to recipient countries, food can be ordered before it is requested and pre-positioned in warehouses in or near regions with historically high needs. A team led by Tom Melito, a director in GAO's International Affairs and Trade team, recently examined pre-positioning in food aid procurement. GAO's Sarah Kaczmarek sat down with Tom to talk about what they found.
Does pre-positioning emergency food aid cut down on delivery time?
We found that the standard process takes more than 4 months. Pre-positioning can save from 1 to 2 months from that four-month period.
And how does that work?
There are two ways that pre-positioning can help. First, we are putting food in overseas warehouses close to where the food is needed. That saves delivery time. Also, the pre-positioning warehouse gives us the opportunity to redirect food on the ocean from the prepo site to where it's needed.
And is it more expensive than standard shipping?
Prepo does cost, we think, more than $20 million a year. And that's because of two things. First, you're adding a second leg of overseas shipping from the prepo site to the new destination. Second of all, you have to actually pay for the storage at these overseas warehouses.
Has USAID evaluated how well pre-positioning is working?
Unfortunately, they have not. We found that they had been using it for several years, but they never really looked in any depth on how it was working, even though it had a goal of saving time. Our report is the first to actually demonstrate that.
Given that, what does GAO recommend?
GAO has a couple of recommendations. First, we found that actually the data that AID has is actually of poor quality. So it took us quite a while to get a valid database that we could actually use. So we want them to improve the data quality. Second, the prepo does offer great opportunities for saving time, but at a cost. So we want them to actually be very cognizant of this trade-off and make sure that they are spending the money where it will save the most time.
Finally, what do you see as the bottom line of this report?
The bottom line is that there is a trade-off that you have to confront when you're using prepo. So AID needs to monitor this, make sure that it uses scarce government resources in the most productive way.
To learn more, visit GAO.gov and be sure to tune in to the next episode of GAO's Watchdog Report for more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office.